For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. Hope you're doing great. I say this every week, but it's true. I sincerely pray you're coming off of a great weekend. God is good. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. He chose you. He saved you. He adopted you. He's done everything he knows to do to make sure you have a place with him on this earth and for eternity. I hope you've cried out to Jesus Christ to be your Lord and your Savior today. I hope so. You know, we pre-tape, and so at the time of this taping, of course, the Oklahoma situation is all over the news. Incredible tornado that is just, you know, just pulverized more. M-O-O-R-E, Oklahoma. And our thoughts and prayers certainly go there. But my brother, I just pray you know our Lord. I pray that. I pray you know God. You say, Anna, I kind of think I do, but I don't know for sure. You can know, my friend. In fact, you must know. These times are whacked times, my friend. The earth is going through birth pangs, ready for Christ to come. Look up, man. Your redemption draws nigh. God's waiting for you. You just bow your head. In fact, let's do it right now. Boy, this isn't where I was going to go, but the Holy Spirit is guiding me. I believe someone's going to get born again. You ready? You just bow your head and you say, Jesus. Come on, you just repeat it, you know. Jesus, I recognize I need you to be my Lord and to be my Savior. I need help, God. I can't do this on my own anymore. And I recognize I need you. Lord, would you please come into my heart and be my Lord and be my Savior? I want to live with you forever in heaven. And I want to do great things for you while on the earth. And it'll be all by your mercy and all by your grace. And I thank you that you've heard my cry from my heart. This is what I've been waiting for. I guess I just didn't realize it until now. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says, my friend, if you've prayed that, you're brand new if you meant it from your heart. All things become new in your life. You will spend eternity forever with Jesus Christ and all the brothers and sisters. And you just seal that prayer and you say, in Jesus' name I pray, amen. And then life takes on great purpose. Everything you do now has purpose. It can anyway. And you look to him and you say, what's my assignment for today, Father? And he'll say, this is what I want you to do today. And it might be just get to know him. He might say, look, there's time to do the assignments, meaning the works I've prepared for you. But for right now, come away with me. Put some worship on. Get a cup of coffee and open your Bible. Search the scriptures, Jesus said, for in them they testify of Christ. More tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. I hope you got born again. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.